Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You seen what he did on Facebook, right? Listen, I'm going to make a motherfucking emoji like this, look.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was balls, bro. Go fight.
My life has always been a fight. I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of The Boxing Voice. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. We are back to talk the welterweight king, Keith One Time Thurman, with some interesting words and some breaking news. Speaking of breaking, it wasn't necessarily a break, but there was definitely something wrong with Keith Thurman's elbow. He had to have surgery. We'll give you all the details and discuss a few theories we have on this one. You know, we like to use certain sound bites a lot, but we're going to head on over to the Golden State, the home of the hipster who created the soundbite.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Lally. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just know the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. And, Our good friend of the show, you know, I think we can call him that, Keith Thurman, Keith One Time Thurman, having a little bit of an elbow surgery. I know he's saying it's 6 months, but it's nothing really serious in my mind. It's calcium deposits. It's usually some scar tissue and stuff. They just want to clean it out. It's a very routine procedure. He should be back by the end of the year in a fight. And I honestly think this isn't going to slow him down at all. And, you know, we were talking before the show about my theory. I think that this is, in a way, not that it was planned. He's obviously hurt. He obviously got a surgery. I'm not disputing that. But he's also using this to his advantage to ignore maybe his mandatories, such as Lamont Peterson, and going for a unification with the winner of Earl Spence, Kell Brook, since he did mention them by name in this press release.
Matty boy. Definitely love what you're cooking over there. I smell it like the rot for sure. We obviously can't go the route of conspiracy theory. There's an injury. There's bruising. You can
we have pictures. Out. Like we have evidence of a surgery. Like,
but isn't this the best bad thing that could happen for Keith One Time Thurman? And you spoke of him speaking about the two men in question by name. And let's just let him know, because obviously we're all excited for Earl Spence, who's the mandatory challenger for one Kell Brook, the special one. You know, that fight's going to be taking place May 27th, next Saturday. We will be doing an immediate reaction show on that one, without a doubt. It'll be streamed on Showtime and obviously Sky Sports. And Thurman said he'll be tuning in. And I quote, "I'll be tuning in and looking forward to the belt coming back to America." Let me just pause there and say, sounds pretty confident. And looking forward to see what Kell Brook has to offer at 147. I want to see if he wants to make his stand at 147. I like the idea of Spence showing everybody he's the truth and Kell trying to show everybody how special he is. I am interested in this because we went to visit Errol Spence, and he made it clear he wants no in-between fights. They don't speak in if, they speak in they will do. He's expecting to go to Kell Brook's home, beat him, bring that title back. Immediately ask Keith Thurman for a unification. If Keith Thurman, in his words, basically doesn't want to because he's going after a bit, like Earl told you and I that the only thing he would accept Keith to do is face his mandatory or a bigger fight than Errol Spence, meaning a Pacquiao fight. And he used Pacquiao's name. So other than that, he said he's going to demand a fight. They both are signed to Al Haymon. And it's starting to look like all roads lead to that. Now, I know people say, Ness, come on. He's got calcium deposits. He just had surgery. He's never going to take a fight of this magnitude coming off of an injury. Well, cue the fucking soundbite, because let's not forget that when everyone thought he was going to duck, hide, not sign the contract for Sean Porter, he got in a car accident. People said he made it up. It was fake. He didn't take any warm-up fight. He went straight into the big fight. So there's no doubt in my mind that if he feels...
And with Danny Garcia. I mean, Danny Garcia took an interim fight against Samuel Vargas, and everyone shit on that fight. Keith Thurman fought no one. He's only fought big names recently, let's be honest.
So, I mean, his track record states, Matt, that he is capable of coming off of injury and taking a big fight. Now, I just don't know. Is Errol Spence and Danny Garcia the same caliber? Would he make that same decision? I guess he nor I or us will know until we see Errol Spence next Saturday just how good or bad he ends up looking. But bad news is Thurman's definitely out for at least 6 months. Due to, you know, obviously recovery.
And I think even if Spence loses and Kell Brook, who looks in tremendous shape, looks very lean, for everyone thinking that he was going to have a hard time cutting weight and that this his comeback down to 147 from 160 was going to be difficult, doesn't look that way. He looks in the best shape of his career, in my opinion. Same with Spence. So if Kell Brook wins... And let's be honest, this is a major fight. I can see Keith Thurman being intrigued or interested in a fight in the UK against Kell Brook, who has worked with Al Haymon in the past and recently and is working with Al Haymon in this fight in a week. So there's no issues with promoters. I think Kell Brook, if he beats Spence in his hometown, could become a star. So I think regardless of who wins next week's matchup, Keith Thurman would be highly interested in that fight. And the only fight bigger than that is possibly a Manny Pacquiao fight. But at this point, it may be arguable, especially if Kell Brook wins because he has the UK market.
So if Spence wins, is that a bigger fight for Thurman than had Brook won?
I think it's really hard to tell, because I think if Spence wins, especially if he wins in devastating fashion, we have no idea how much his stardom is going to skyrocket as a result of this win, potentially. With Kell Brook, I think this is sort of more of a cementing. If Kell Brook was to win, it's a cementing of his place in the UK market as a draw, not on the level of an AJ. But if Spence wins and then by knockout, I have no idea how big of a star that makes Spence. It could make him a massive star. I don't know.
I'm going to guess, and I'm going to ride with Brook. I'm going to ride with Brook and the fact that if he wins, this would be the second American that he has on his resume. Big name American anyway, in case one of these hardcore hippity hipsters, you know, type in the chat some weirdness. There's evidence right there.
I mean...
If you got Porter and Earl and you fought Gennady, which is your only loss, Now everybody's like, wow, this guy's only loss was outside of his division. Look how much of a beast he is in his division. Not to mention, he's got that UK market. There's just no way that it's not a bigger fight for Thurman. Not to mention, Thurman told you and I and everybody that was down there with TBV in his gym that he's willing to go to the United Kingdom. And come on, how many times do we have to say it? Larry from San Francisco said it. UK is where it's at right now. And if Brooke is able to take another American scalp and force Thurman to unify in the UK because it's a bigger market, a bigger fight, I love Earl, but
What do you think it does pay-per-view-wise over there, Keith Thurman versus Kell Brook?
I think it does massive numbers. I think everyone knows Keith Thurman over there. He's unified, bro. Massive numbers. Right. It has to. Even if it's
now, what kind of viewership on CBS?
Even if it's on the back of Kell Brook, this will do good numbers. Now, there's the tricky part. Will it do big numbers on CBS? I don't know.
Spence and Thurman, yes.
Spence and Thurman, yes.
That's the comparison because I think Keith Thurman is not fighting Kell Brook if Kell Brook wins in the U.S. market. He is fighting him in the U.K. market. And we're going to get it on Showtime most likely. It's probably going to be similar to what we see with Errol Spence. But if Spence wins, I almost guarantee that Spence and Thurman will fight on CBS. And if Thurman Garcia did 5 point something million views at a peak, I think Spence Thurman can do 8 million, maybe 10 million. I don't know. I mean, that it could do insane numbers on CBS, and I know it's very hard we cannot equate because there's just no metric to equate them, CBS viewership with pay-per-view numbers in the UK. But I think whoever wins next week is a massive fight for Keith Thurman.
Hands down, in my opinion, Brooke wins without controversy. Wins. That's two American named scalps. No way, man. It's bigger in the UK. It has to be. It has to be.
Over a million guys in the UK?
I don't know about a million, man. Look, Canelo just did a million, so maybe the million is back, right? Earl, he did 6 million on TV, but it was after the Olympics. And look, I'm not discrediting that, but we need to see it again without Olympics to see where it levels out. But listen, we chopped it up enough, man. We're looking for, I guess, our listeners to tell us how they received this news. And I don't know. Do you believe the theory that this is not that bad of a thing? This is actually the best bad thing that could have happened to Keith Thurman and to boxing fans. Like the Hippity Hipster said, with this injury and this recovery, the mandatory challenger Lamont Peterson may have to just sit and wait or go ahead and fight, which allows Thurman now.
And very quickly, often when a champion is injured, they request and are often granted a voluntary title defense, which could be a unification fight. Yeah. Deontay Wilder, for example, was granted a voluntary defense because he was coming off an injury. Keith Thurman most likely would be granted a voluntary defense. So that takes away Sean Porter, who's his mandatory. That takes away Lamont Peterson. And then leaves potentially the winner of Kell Brook and Errol Spence.
And let me tell you something. Errol Spence is the biggest American name you just mentioned there. So regardless, for Keith Thurman, it's a win-win, this injury. Because he doesn't have to face Lamont or Porter. And Errol is bigger. Then probably bigger than both of them. I mean, the networks never push Sean in this manner. And it's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Earl is being pushed as the next guy, if not the guy. So much so that let's not forget that he's getting cross promotion, okay? Not just on Showtime, not just on free television, on NBC and CBS and all the networks that Al has put him on. But Max Kellerman can't help but keep his name out his mouth. He mentions him every time he has to speak Terrence Crawford. He's got to mention Errol Spence. And that's good. Why? Because we know that there are more boxing subscribers on HBO. Listen, we're going to go out to the callers. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Quick word from the sponsors. And we're back to you.
Fight fans, don't leave the decision in the hands of the judges. Download the Throwdown Scoring app and receive live scoring, CompuBox stats, boxing predictions from other users around the world. Head over to your iPhone App Store or your Google Play Store and download it absolutely free.
We're going to go right to the Lion's Den, man. We're going to go out to the UK, talk to Robert, and find out which fight he thinks is bigger, Matt. Is the Spence versus Keith, if Spence can beat Brook, a bigger fight? Or is the Brook versus Keith Thurman a bigger fight if Brook can beat Spence? Talk to us, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, man.
How are you? Great, brother. Anytime we can talk boxing, we're happy.
Yeah, good. I think this is just working out just great. I think I'm with you, Nez. I think Brook can take Spence. And if Thurman comes over to the UK, I can see it doing a million. I think it'd be a huge fight, and it's just worked out. Like you say, it's kind of win-win for Thurman. It's all good.
Agreed, Rob. Agreed. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. Let's
very quickly. I have one more conspiracy theory that the live chat on YouTube has sort of sprung up. No one really said it.
They've inspired it.
They've inspired this conspiracy theory. Hold on. Let me get the sound bite. There is one name that is bigger in the welterweight division than the guys that we mentioned, even bigger than Spence. Adrian.
Yeah, Pacquiao. Broner.
Nope. Adrian Broner. I said American. Is there a way that Keith Thurman, taking that voluntary title defense, goes up against Adrian Broner on Showtime, CBS, anything like that? Al Haymon thinking Adrian Broner coming off the win against Adrian Granados. I mean, feed him to Keith Thurman, you know, put Keith Thurman over Adrian Broner and send Adrian Broner back down to 140.
No way. No way. No. That's some good shit you're smoking, but listen. This is the thing, right? Broner already said to me directly that what's going to happen when he goes back down to 135? People are going to say that he's abusing. So let's just believe him, hypothetically. Hypothetically, people that are going to leave comments. Let's say he could come in somewhere, at least a 140, a focused Broner. He's already telling you that he understood that his mistake was going to 47. He would, in order for him, because if you listen to my interview with him, he says, look, I only lost because I went up to 147. Every time I went up, he the Porter loss, he went up. You know, the Maidana loss, he went up. So he's saying he can be that pound-for-pound guy if he goes back down to the division he belongs in, but he wants to eat steak and potatoes. This is his words. So he knows that 47 is bad for him. Why would he sign up with one of the biggest punchers in that division? It would have to be an Al Haymon cash out. And if you tell me that's what it is, then I'd say, okay, they're cashing out Broner. Yeah. That's all right. But I don't think they're ready to cash out Broner. If Gabe Rosado could get on television with six losses, how many losses you think Broner could get? Why would they? I don't know, man.
I think because he can go down in weight. Hold on. Very quickly. Because he can go down in weight, Al Haymon can feed him to welterweight more likely because that won't damage his stock at 140 or 135 potentially. And yeah, I'm not saying Broner is the best fight for Thurman. I'm saying bigger. I'm saying that Broner could be a bigger fight than a Spence, a Sean Porter, Lamont Peterson. I think that's a possibility.
I mean, hypothetically thinking, is it a bigger fight? I think that if Earl beats Brook, Earl versus Keith is still the bigger fight because people are not, they're sour on Broner.
He still pulled in a massive numbers. Insane.
For Granados?
Granados. Insane. Yeah. They were the best of the year so far.
Really?
I thought
like 600,000.
In Showtime, they're the best of the year so far.
But aren't they like only 600,000?
Yeah, but that's still the best of the year in Showtime.
Who gives a fuck? All they're trying to do is highlight the fact that it's one of the highest. But he didn't do a million. Crawford does a million on HBO easy.
Well, that's because it's HBO and it has a 20
no,
million.
No, it's not because it's HBO. Because let me tell you, Showtime, he's fought on Showtime, Broner has, and he's done a million. But he's going down. That's the thing. There's a downward trend because he's not what we thought. So people are not sold and they're sour. But if Earl goes to another fucking country, dethrones a champion, you crazy? We got somebody to root behind. Everybody's going to come out the claws like, oh my God, the Americans are coming. Come on. You know how it works, brother.
Yeah.
They're going to cheer. We're going to go out to Texas and see how much the Americans are going to love Earl if he could bring back that title. Class and Bound, talk to us.
Hey, hey, how's it going? Yeah, so, yeah, if Earl brings back that title from the UK, Keith Thurman, Errol Spence, that's a huge fight, but that fight, so Keith coming with this injury, Keith versus either Spence or Brooke will not be Keith's next fight. I'm telling you this right now, because he's going to be coming off an injury, and I don't think him or his team are going to be looking to maybe push for that fight, especially coming off an injury. I think Hipster kind of has a point. Like, I wouldn't say an Adrian Broner. If it's possible, get him a Matisse, get him a, I don't know, somebody at 47 to keep him busy, maybe.
Yo, you're going to put him in there with Matisse?
This is just an injury.
No. I ain't say who the fuck is that guy. That was Matt. But I'm saying you're going to put him in there with Matisse? If you're saying that he shouldn't go right into Earl or Brooke because of the injury, he should go right into a Matisse fight? Matisse looked good his last fight out.
Well, I mean, are you that high on Matisse right now? Because I'm not. Like, honestly, I think Thurman washes him right now. Like,
yeah,
Matisse,
but I mean,
looks bloated. Like,
he still has the power. He still showed he has the power. Moving up to 147, he doesn't have to struggle. And again, if we're trying to protect Thurman because of the quote-unquote injury, why put him in there with a puncher? But remember, Class Inbound, Thurman has fought the big fight coming off an injury. He was in a car accident where he had to postpone and still got in the ring with...
Kell Brook is coming off an injury and fighting Errol Spence.
Exactly. So this...
He's coming off an orbital bone breaking or fracture.
Broken orbital bone injury. And these things happen, bro. These guys are not ready to let go of these belts. Listen, I'm going to keep repeating.
Yeah, no. Like, I get it. Like, it's happened before, for sure. But, like, the Porter thing, that fight had been building for 1.5 to 2 years. Like, that fight had already was supposed to have already happened, and then it didn't happen after the injury. It wasn't like, oh, this is the fight we're climbing for, because we were still thinking that Brooke wasn't going to fight Spence at the time. So, like, the time frame is completely different for that. Like, in terms of this injury, like, if Thurman does fight Brooke or Spence right after, like, I'm all for it. But I don't think it's going to happen. That's just me, though.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not a logical theory, because it's probably the most probable one, simply because the smart thing to do when you're injured is not go into a big fight. But again, we've seen other fighters do it. We're going out to New Jersey. I mean, talk to us.
What's good, fellas? What's good?
What's up, brother? Talk to us, man. What do you think about this injury?
Listen, I think it's the cost of doing business for Thurman. I mean, a lot of cats, when they've been banging and fighting the top level of the division the way he's been fighting, you know, you're going to stand to take some damage. And I think, you know, a good fight. Somebody brought up Matisse. I think Matisse and Broner is a good fight. And then just let, you know, Thurman take the winner of, you know, Brooke and Spence. And then after that, if they want to either cash out Broner is too much of a commodity, Ness. I think you underestimate Ness 600,000, plus the fact that he got Robert Easter behind him. So he can create at least a co-main event and a main event. So it's really not a cash out. And as Matt said, you know, he don't really lose nothing if he moves up. If Broner moves up and fights Spence or fights Thurman, a top guy, and loses, he doesn't lose any credibility, because he can go back and fight somebody like Matisse and wash him. So I like the Thurman and the winner of Brooke Spence. I'm excited about the fight. I ain't going to hold up the line. Y'all keep it moving.
Oh, man, I'm so short-minded. That's why I like to interrupt. He has said something that sparked me. I was going to jump all over, and I chose to be polite and let him finish. Fucking lost my train of thought there. Rod in Philly, what up?
What's going on?
Yo.
I think this is a good. I think this is Yeah, what's going on? I think this is a good thing for Keith. I think if his right elbow's been hampering him, I mean, we haven't seen him knock anybody out in a while, so I mean that could be a reason. So let's see what he looks like with a healthy right hand or right elbow. But as far as the Brook and Spence fight, I think the biggest fight is Brook versus Thurman, just because I think Brooks became a bigger name after the Triple G fight, even though he was, and Keith got a big name, so you know the international thing. And at the same time, I think Brooks gonna pull it out. I really like Earl, but I think experience is just gonna play the most out in this fight. I just saw the the Brook versus Porter fight for the first time, not on a stream or something. And I mean, Brook he dictates the pace. And I think that's based off experience. I think he's just going to, you know, pull ahead. That's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling. Did he say he went back and watched the Brook Porter fight?
I believe so.
It's funny. I was watching that one the other day, and Brook is good. He handled Porter. He handled Porter, man. He really did. Porter was reckless. You could hear it in the corner. They were trying everything too. And it's funny because he was just coming short. Porter was. Brook just has very fucking good timing, man. Very good timing.
There's a reason a lot of people after that fight thought he was the best welterweight in the world amongst his generation.
Yeah,
At that point, there's people saying that he's better than Keith, better than all these guys, better than a Danny when Danny moved up eventually. At that point, a lot of people were saying Cub Brook was the guy.
Well, it's difficult because the holding, again, it disgusted me even more the second time, and that was a lot. That had a lot to do with the game plan. A lot to do. Because he would tie him up, reset, and drop the 1-2, or take the step back and hit him with the jab on the way in. Telling you, very good timing. And then what we've seen with Triple G is that he kind of could fight off the back foot pretty well. You know,
yeah, decent.
And that he's strong. He was able to at least clinch Triple G at times, you know, and Triple G's not one to stay clinched, you know. But let's get out to some more callers here. We got Donald, Richmond, California. What the bejeebus? Rick, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother? What do you think about this breaking news?
Well, first off, you always call me Rick. My name's Fish.
Well, that's the freaking producer over here.
My bad, Fish.
Fish, let's fix all that. Wait a minute. Let's fix all that. Fish from where? What state you calling him from?
Is it Jersey?
No.
I'm from Boston, actually.
Boston.
Yep.
All right, brother. Well, go ahead. You have the floor, my friend.
All right, first off, huge day of boxing tomorrow. I just want to point that out. And I'm going with Ryota Murata, so Matthew Hunter better not let me down with all his words of wisdom. So I got 5 points.
Wait, did you bet money on him?
First thing, I actually have. So I'm blaming it on you, my friend.
You bet money on him? Okay, just good luck.
Hey, there you go. Thanks for all the confidence. 5 points real quick. In terms of Thurman's mandatories, I wouldn't mind seeing a Peterson fight. I don't need to see Sean Porter fight Keith Thurman again. I just really don't think it was close enough to where I need to see a rematch. That's me personally. Also, Keith Thurman was at the Erdo Porter fight where he said flat out he was gonna his next fight was gonna be in November. Little coincidental that November is 6 months from now. Regardless of the outcome of the Brooks Spence fight, I think Brooks gonna move up. I think he's gonna be messing around with Lara Charlo and those boys. Maybe the winner of Williams Smith too. Broner and Garcia need to happen now. If Broner fights next, he needs to fight Garcia now to kind of quench our thirst.
I fucking love that
those
fight.
Those two have been ducking each other forever.
Fish, I love that absolutely. Fight.
They need to quench our thirst here because they've been ducking each other forever, right?
Dude, they put out the picture. Remember when PBC first started, they put out the little picture, had everybody going crazy on social media? You're right. That's a good fight to bring them both back.
Oh, no doubt, bro.
I guarantee it's going to be like a Andre Berto, though, instead.
Numbers. In terms of Thurman's next fight, dude, the only fight that can happen is Pacquiao. And it's kind of weird because if you really listen to everything that Mr. Coons has said and what Mr. Aram has said, and Aram's out of his mind anyways, he needs to retire. But they, for all intents and purposes, Pacquiao will fight Thorne in July. His next day will be in November. It seems to set up perfectly for a Thurman Pacquiao super. And I think boxing needs that, especially after what we're going to get with Canelo and Triple G. That's my call, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Fish from Boston, super producer, not here. Fish from Boston, Matt. You hear me?
I got it. Fish from Boston. I got it right now.
Fucking guy, Matt, bro. Where's the guns at? That was a good call, man, because I like that fight. Daddy Al Heyman, can we have that, please? I mean, what are they waiting for with that one? That's like the ace in the hole, right?
What, and, I mean, Danny Garcia, Broner?
Yeah, I mean, because remember, they teased us with it. PBC been teased us. Now,
that's almost a cash out with Broner. That's why.
Cash out.
Broner against any of those top four welterweights is a cash out.
But we've already established that Broner can continue to lose and be big. That's why Gabriel Rosado was big. And if Gabriel Rosado can be big with six or seven losses, Broner can still be a superstar with four.
I guarantee you that Broner coming off a win is not going to fight Danny Garcia coming off a loss. I just guarantee it.
This would be the most.
I can see Danny Garcia fighting Andre Berto. More likely than Danny Garcia fighting Adrian Broner next.
Danny Berto. I guess that makes sense now, both coming off a loss. But I don't think anyone wants to see Berto. Well, what did you think of Berto Porter?
I thought Porter looked that was his best performance of his career. I mean, that was Porter's best performance of his career, right?
Man, I thought people were saying like that. I thought the narrative was like Berto needed to retire after that. No,
I didn't think he needed to retire. I thought he just got bull rushed by fighter in the division. So I think Berto would be much more competitive against Danny Garcia because of the style. Danny Garcia is not the type of guy to rush you like that and overwhelm you like Porter. Can you name a guy in boxing right now that does it better than Porter?
No. In terms of pressure?
That aggression, yeah. There's no one that does it better or is that much.
Maybe Earl, right? That's the...
Earl doesn't in a different way, but I can see that. I can see that.
I hear you. Listen, let's get to some callers. I'm going to go to Ishmael in Sacktown. Talk to us.
CBV was in.
You tell us.
Hey, I need that conspiracy noise, man, because Keith Thurman was on Showtime not too long ago, and he said he was coming back in November. He said right there, sitting next to Errol Spence, I'm going to come back in November. So I think he already knew about this surgery coming up. Anyway, with him going out with the surgery, it just opens things up. He got two mandatories. And they both with PBC under Uncle Al. Put Peterson and Porter together and get one mandatory for Keith while he go out and do bigger things, either fighting the Spence and Brook winner or leading up to Pacquiao. Like Fish said, Garcia and Broner is a headlining fight. I would like to see that, but with Keith going out, it just opens things up, and he was already saying he was going to be out to November anyway. But I didn't get to call in the other day as far as winners this week. I got Felix Diaz with the upset, man. So I'm ready to take some crow. I've been calling for a while now. I'm ready to take some crow or whatever. So I'm going all in and looking for the big upset so I can look like a prophet when I call back next week. Anyway though, y'all enjoy all these fights tomorrow and have a good weekend. I'll be listening to the weekend show. Be easy.
All right, Ishmael, don't forget, we're going to have some immediate reaction shows. We got some big fights this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel and make sure you click on the notification. It's a little bell inside. Hit on the settings. You want to get those notifications whenever we go live. This is actually our second show today. We talked about the young Gervonta Davis missing weight once, twice. Third time was a charm for him, and we discussed that one. That podcast is blowing up right now on the internet, so you might as well go check that one out. We're gonna head on out to Washington, D.C., the home of Marcus. What up?
Yo, what's good? Hold on, let me take this thing off a speaker. Yo, I think Keith Thurman caught a little bit of Triple G fever when Triple G was talking about he was injured at first before he was making the Billy Joe fight. Everybody knows if you go there to Keith Thurman, he's been calling for Pacquiao, Pacquiao, Pacquiao. So he's been saying Pacquiao now for the last three times. So I think he want to put the stump on Earl Spence or whatever to see if he can land the Pacquiao fight after July 2nd. After July 2nd, I'm surprised you're going to be surprised how well his elbow feel. You know what I mean? Because if Pacquiao and him say no, then I'm pretty sure you'll hear him say he'll fight the winner of Spence and Brooks. Check this out. Yeah, Brooks did look good against Sean Porter, but Sean Porter is a little bit less messy of a fighter than he was then too, though, because he was really making it real easy for Caleb Brooks to time him because he was just coming straight in. Now, here go the other part to that. If anybody that deserves some money and could demand a fight against a big dude, it's Thurman. Thurman has knocked off maybe three of the most notable, at least two of the most name-worthy notable welterweights. So, I mean, I ain't really mad at him for wanting to take Pacquiao before he do a unification fight. That's the fans really pushing for unification, every fight, next fight, next fight, next fight. So, he seems to be on the path towards, he's not one of these duckers. So, I mean, I feel like after he just did a unification fight, him taking a fight outside of another unification fight, I'm out with it if he won't wait to see fight Pacquiao. I'm out. DC is in the building.
All right, Marcus, as always, an excellent call. He received an award at our TBV Appreciation Night. And we're going to be having another appreciation night for all you guys that have been sending emails and, you know, letting us know via the here on the show or whichever form of social media. It is going to be built around the Canelo Triple G fight. So make sure you stay glued to theboxingvoice.com. Let's get out to Donald is back with his trap phone. Let's see if he could get in this time. Donald, what's up?
No, I don't know. My phone was tripping. But so what I was thinking here is that, I mean, I don't really want to see Porter and Thurman again. So what I was thinking is that since Thurman both beat Garcia and Porter, why don't Garcia and Porter fight and whoever wins that gets the rematch? And whether if it is Porter, then we could accept that because we can say, okay, well, look, Garcia and Porter, they fought. If Porter wins, even though we really don't want to kind of see that, he would deserve it that much because the Berto fight, I don't feel like that. I mean, I was an eliminator, but I just can't really accept that. And then if Thurman wants to take it easy mandatory, you know that I want to say he's – I don't know if he's Vietnamese or what, but he's ranked number one by the WBA. His name is – I can't pronounce his name. It's Tawana something, but he's number one. He's ranked number one. That could be like easy voluntary.
You know, who the fuck is that guy?
You know what I'm saying? That would be an easy fight for him to come back from. Or Jesse Vargas, Sam Eakinson. Those are two decent fights. You know, but
man, if you're going to fight, who? You talking about for Keith?
Yeah, for Keith. That's what I'm saying, for Keith, yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Eakinson might be a tough fight right now.
Eakinson would get his shit beat in by Thurman.
He probably would. Listen, he probably would lose.
Eakinson be a hard fight.
Eakinson gets hit by everything that his opponent throws.
But he doesn't stop coming.
He makes everyone look like an awesome volume puncher.
He doesn't stop coming. He doesn't
knock him out within six rounds.
Haters.
Hey,
haters.
Just because he stopped Malignaggi, does not mean he will give Thurman a tough fight. I mean, I think Thurman would hit him with some. I think Thurman would stop Pinkerton. Seriously.
Coming off a loss?
I don't.
He ain't stopped nobody in how long? And you going to just, he's going to stop somebody, huh?
Well, I think he'll stop Pinkerton. Like, if he gets hit with too much stuff. Him and Vargas would be a good fight, though. That would be a nice competitive fight. Thurman and Vargas.
Eh. I think the Lamont Peterson fight's better.
I don't know Vargas.
I think the Vargas fight is bigger.
But you know what? Let's
I think if you're Thurman, you go ahead and give Bob. Yeah, you give Bob.
Why is Jesse Vargas a bigger fight than Lamont Peterson?
Because he's been on pay-per-view.
But look,
Manny Pacquiao sold that pay-per-view. It wasn't Jesse Vargas.
It doesn't matter. That star marketability drips off. That's why Robert Guerrero got big fights after losing to Mayweather. That's the way it works. You can spin around on your side of the studio all you want. That's the way it works. The loser of the pay-per-view moves on. Why do you think Jacobs is a commodity?
What did the pay-per-view with Robert Guerrero do compared to the pay-per-view with Jesse Vargas?
900,000 it did with Guerrero.
Okay. Okay, then Jesse Vargas said 350.
Let me tell you, that was the alleged because Mayweather was saying it did a million, you know.
All right, so it's 900,000. That's what? That's 600,000 more? Yeah. That's 600,000 more pay-per-view buys. Of course, Robert Guerrero is more of a come on.
But look, Peterson is not screaming for the Thurman fight. I mean, it's like, he's kind of like, look, if it happened, it happened. But he's not screaming for it just as well as we don't see Thurman screaming for the Peterson fight. I feel like if Thurman and Peterson
Because that's looking backwards, the Peterson fight.
Yeah. That would have to be mandated for them to fight.
It's going to have to happen the same way. Yo, Peterson going to have to do the way Earl did. Hunt him down. Listen, let me get to some other callers here. Donald, we're going to go out to Miami. First time caller, 305.
No, sir. This is second up.
What's your name, brother? My producer's always flipping.
It's Mr. C. Raheem from Montreal.
No, not from Montreal, bro. 305, Dade County. There ain't no Montreal, bro.
I don't know how I got Montreal there.
Guy's always messing up. So what, can you just introduce yourself again so see if he get the weed wax out his ears?
Okay. It's Raheem from Miami, Florida. I was calling in. I'm hearing what you guys saying about Keith Thurman. And basically, I heard Amir Khan, doing some talking. So I think this is a perfect time when he comes back from this injury to, all the guys who are doing the talking and saying they want to fight, this is a perfect time to hold off on either Brooke or Spence and give Amir Khan or whoever else give them a chance to get their
real face. See, Raheem, your phone just went underwater. Call us back.
He was on. He was on before. I actually had him in his name down, and he dropped off and came back on. So I didn't have his name the second time.
Stunton. Calling him from where you say he was from?
I had him as Montreal. Montreal. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Horrible. First time caller on Skype. Tahir, where are you calling in from, my friend? TC. You got me?
Hi.
What's up, brother? Where are you calling in from?
London.
All right.
The whole Javonta Davis thing. I've literally been watching some of ES News videos, and like all the videos are like them walking around literally around the streets where I live. So,
do you have any thoughts on the topic of the show today, right now, or?
Yeah. I wanted to say, I just wanted to give the perspective of maybe who I thought Eddie Hearn, who will probably be licking his lips at the thoughts of potentially if Kell Brook does win. I can see Eddie Hearn looking at obviously the unification between Thurman and Brook, which will be massive, and I can see that selling out Wembley with the right undercard. But I can see Eddie Hearn licking his lips, because if he does Khan and Pacquiao, and the winner gets Brooke, the winner of Brooke versus Thurman, you're looking at probably one of the, apart from what Anthony Joshua can do, probably the biggest fight in British boxing, apart from Anthony Joshua. So I think that potentially could, I mean, I'm calling it now, the winner of Khan and Pacquiao versus the winner of Thurman and Brooke.
All right, Tahir, but you know that Khan is never getting that Pacquiao fight. I don't know where you heard that at. 240, first time caller. 240, 714-240.
So, yep.
Yes. So are you a first time caller?
Yes, I'm a first time caller.
All right. How long have you been listening?
Like this is my first time being in your live streaming.
Oh, so this is the first time you've ever found this. All right, so we're going to play this first time caller intro. Once that's done, go ahead and say your name and where you're from and get into your opinion on the topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
My name is Max.
Max, where are you calling in from?
From Maryland.
Excuse me?
From New York.
From somewhere in New York?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Max from New York. Talk to us.
I don't got no words, but...
What do you think about this topic, Max? Well, I mean, Keith Thurman...
But sometimes I always do boxing. Boxing is a great, great sport to play.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go, Max. Skype caller, talk to us. You're live. Gone once, twice, gone. So, Matt, final thoughts. Let's wrap it up.
We had a couple great last callers there. So what to really think about? I think that Keith Thurman is a guy that always wants big fights from here on out. He's told us that. He told us personally that he's the type of guy to call Al Haymon up and go, "This is the fight I want. Make it happen." And he's told us that after this Dan Garcia fight, if he were to win, he wanted the winner of Kell Brook Earl Spence, and he was going to call Al up and tell him that's the guy I want. I assume he's going to do that. Keith Thurman seems like a guy of his word. And so is Earl Spence. And Earl Spence said the same thing. So I almost guarantee that we're going to be shocked. And for all the people that say that, oh, he's going to fight a tune-up because he's coming off an injury, you guys are going to be shocked when it's going to be Keith Thurman versus Earl Spence. If Earl Spence beats Kell Brook in the MSG, maybe Dallas, LA, Florida, Vegas, I have no idea. They could put that fight anywhere, honestly, and make it sell. And that's going to be in November on CBS. And we're going to see huge, huge numbers. So I just can't wait to tell all the doubters that, yeah, we're going to get this fight in this year. And it's gonna, 2017 is going to be a year we talk about that all the fights in boxing we wanted happen. But yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect world. I want to live in that world that you just let me know, that you just told, let me know about. But
you can do it. You can live in it. Ness, don't worry about it.
I want to. But that is beyond optimistic. That's a little bit, just a little bit of a stretch.
So what do you think? What do you think we get then?
Even though we've already got such a great year, I don't know why the PBC machine or Steven Espinosa, like, why would they use that one right now? Why not, if Thurman is hurt, come back January? Big in January or big in March, because those are the months where we've gotten big fights. But again, I want to live in your world. So I'm going to go ahead and jump in that bubble and we're going to wait it out together come November. But you see, your world also means that Earl Spence beats Kell Brook. That's a tall order. That's another show, but it's a tall order. So a lot of things have to fall into place for your world to even exist. You see how difficult it becomes? But then we become Guardians of the Galaxy. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you get those notifications, because we do go live. This is our second episode today. You guys spoke up. You were like, hey, where you been at? So now we're back. And my co-host.
My name is Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Arrivederci.